Talk about tax-funded abortions. But like Tyra said, we all know people whose businesses have closed permanently thanks to lockdowns. If only their dads had connections. Instead, those people are screwed under life under Joe. We've got worthless money, bare shelves, and elites who get special treatment. It's like the Soviet Union, but without the great literature. Meanwhile, we're told that all of these so-called art transactions would remain anonymous, as if less transparency reduces corruption. But that's how we got a $3.5 trillion spending spree that somehow costs zero. For them, ignorance is strength. Anyway, how long before we find out that whoever bought those paintings is on some board for a company that pays their employees in bat meat? All of this is happening on the year anniversary of the Hunter laptop expose, a true scandal that revealed how Hunter had sold influence while his pop was VP and that his dad knew it. Joe got more kickbacks than a horse proctologist. Allegedly. But much like my latest unicorn tattoo, the story would not see the light of day. Media, the Dems, and big tech buried it in order to change an election. Wonder what his dad has to say.
Come on, man. I keep hearing about some story that got buried. There was no story. You want to hear a story? I'll tell you a story. There's an old saying in the art world, one man's trash is another man's treasure. I didn't say that. You know who did? Corn Pop, the meanest pirate on the high seas. But I cut him down with one of my karate chops.
Yes. So, we live in a world where parents are targeted by the FBI for wanting to give their kids a decent education. Hunter, however, enjoys a carefree life violating more laws than cats at Oktoberfest. The regular people get screwed, the elites don't. That's the lesson from Hunter, and maybe it's not his fault. Don't hate the player, hate the game. Or you can hate both, because there is no game without players. But Hunter's just another political crony living off connections, sponging off taxpayers, cruising from one grift to the next. I'd say I'm disgusted. Maybe I'm just jealous.